You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back. So in this episode, I'm sharing with you the fourth of the Core of Eight. That's to keep the naysayers and detractors more than arm's length away. And I mentioned this, and again, it's a running theme, but it is important. And it's one of those that's hard to overcome, but we need to overcome it, especially if we want to get to where we want to be. Now, the people that want you to succeed may come in several shapes and forms. Most are overt in their actions with their likes, their shares, their feedback, their pats on the back. And especially, hold on to these people, the ones that are quick to correct. Hold on to them. The ones that are not going to be yes men. The ones that are going to tell you what it is, how it is. Hold on to those. Those are your valuable ones. Then there are those that only want you to fail. That's all they want from you, just your failure, because again, who are you to succeed and not them? See, those individuals, those are the individuals that year after year, they're still in the same place spinning their wheels. That's not you. You want to grow. You want to succeed. You want to move on. However, those individuals, the ones that want you to fail, are found in every corner of your life, every corner, close, far away, they're there. From close relationships to complete strangers, for some reason, only known to them, they want you to fail. They revel in any setback you encounter. And these types of people are often very difficult to identify. Usually it's too late. Too late. Now, the naysayers and the detractors are sometimes overt with their thumbs down, negative comments, and would rather watch you make mistakes than to correct. Right? Than to correct you, than to help you. You know, they'd rather you walk around with your fly open instead of telling you, hey, your fly's open. They enjoy that. They enjoy that. They enjoy you looking bad. See, they enjoy you being made fun of and will seek others to share their dislike of you. I've got them everywhere. I'm not gonna kid myself. There are people like that in my life. Gone now, but again, they're there. They were there. I guarantee you there'll be more around the corner. And the same thing for you. You probably have somebody now who would rather see you made fun of than as supposed to step up and protect you and say, hey, your fly's open. No. But then again, you know, there are those that enjoy and will be very overt. There are some that are very covert in their actions. So covert that they fall into the category of hypocrites. But again, after the fact, they look you in the eye and say the words that will make you feel like you have their undying support. And then only to move along to someone else and begin the barrage of dislike and disgust of you and your attempts to succeed. Meanwhile, who they're talking to, and I mentioned this last episode, who they're talking to is completely oblivious that same individual is going to go talk about them to somebody else. They can't help themselves. Now, while it's easy to deal with the overt naysayers and the detractors, it becomes nearly impossible to identify those undercover haters, but it can be done. Unfortunately, those covert bad actors usually come to light when they are discovered by no longer being able to contain their disdain for you, or that they are ratted out by those that are genuinely on your side, or you no longer serve their purpose. They're out there. They're out there. So again, expect it. Don't feel bad. Expect it. Know that they're out there. They're always out there. It's just human, just who those people are, just like it's who you are, that you want the best and you want to do what it takes to be the best. And you're going to work at it, and come hell or high water or their negative comments, you're still going to succeed. You're still going to get back up. You're still going to keep moving forward. But, a couple of things to note here. Just want to share with you that once you discover somebody, once it's discovered, it's out in the open, if somebody just doesn't like you, don't engage them. Don't engage them. Don't confront. Do not confront them. Don't seek to inflict swift justice. Don't do that. Doing all this makes you the bad guy, and they, the naysayer, the detractor, then becomes the victim. It's those narcissistic tendencies that they have. They're going to turn the whole script around. You're the bad guy. You're the one that raised the voice. You're the one that said something. Meanwhile, you were just trying to defend yourself. Or you're just trying to get an answer as to why they behaved in the manner they behaved. But they become the victim, and you become the bad guy. So for the last time, let them have the upper hand. Let them gain the upper hand. Let them keep the upper hand. The best course of action is to slowly, silently, and surely create distance. Create physical and mental distance. Because then at some point, they're going to stop messing with you, and they're going to move on. They're going to go find somebody else to go and destroy. They're going to go find. But, again, it happens. It happened once. It happens. It happened once. It'll happen again. Hopefully to somebody else. But hopefully somebody else will catch on a little faster. So by creating the barrier of distance, both physical and mental, you can proceed to grow without the direct influence of the naysayers, whomever they happen to be. The barrier of distance also becomes reinforced by time. And distance and time are great in helping motivate you as you move into your desired future. Yeah, think about that. So sure, the naysayers and the detractors will always be there, but the sooner you realize and act on putting them where they belong, beyond arm's reach, the better off you're going to be. So don't let them get to you. Understand they're out there. No one's perfect. No one's perfect. Again, they don't like you for some reason, that's on them. If you haven't done anything, or you believe you haven't done anything, or you just believe you've been doing your thing because you keep your word, you say, I'm going to do this, and you do it, you achieve the goals you set before you, meanwhile, they're still wallowing and spinning their wheels in their past, and they've got nothing going forward, well, that's their lack of motivation, not yours. That's their lack of inspiration, not yours. And you don't need them. You don't need them bringing you down, because the moment you let them in and you keep them bringing you down, you keep them talking bad about you, you keep them close, you're not going to go anywhere. It is keeping them more than arm's length away. That's how you get better. That's how you get better every day. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. It'll be emotionally draining at some point. But sometimes you just need to know, hey, distance, time is the best thing. Alrighty. Now, in the next episode, we're going to talk about the fifth of the core of eight, and that's overcoming your limitations. Let's continue with that one. That should be a good one. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast, and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com, and there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast, and how to get yourself a copy of my books, and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's Dave_Guerra, Dave_Guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.